Yeah, this is a confirmation call from Li Bei. We have received a purchase request of $299.99, and the same will be debited from your account automatically. If you want to cancel this, then press 1, or to claim for refunding, then press 2, or to talk to our representative, then press 9. Thank you.
Representative.
Thank you for getting connected. eBay customer support. How are you doing today, madam?
Thank you very much. I'm fine.
Okay. Actually, we have received a notification that the citizen called you. Are you sure you have buy a gift card yesterday?
No.
Okay, I get it. I believe that these things happen. It's a fraudulent order. Activate, okay? So don't worry, madam.
Okay.
Be with me. I will help you out to cancel your order immediately, okay? So first of all, go in front of your device right now. Which device do you have?
Mine.
Yeah. Which one, madam? Which device do you have on your resident? Like computer, tablet, mobile phone?
Oh, sorry. How do I know you're from eBay?
You need to first of all write it down my name, my employer ID. And you call eBay customer and eBay me also.
Okay, look, how did this happen? Because I give nobody any of my details.
I do understand, madam, but someone misused your information there. Create a eBay account. That's the reason we are receive a notification of our system. Okay, that's the reason I called you.
Oh, all right. I'm not scared. Okay. So what do you want me to do?
You need to go in front of your device. Which device do you have? Can you confirm there first of all? You have a computer, mobile phone.
It's a phone.
It's a phone. And you're talking with me, right?
Yes.
You need to first of all, put the call on loudspeaker and use your phone to cancel your order, okay?
Okay, you want to think?
Mm-hmm. And you using a cell phone, is it an Android phone or it's an Apple iPhone? Can you confirm that, madam? Then I'm properly guided.
Is it a what phone?
I'm saying that using a cell phone,
yes.
Is it an Android phone or it's Apple iPhone?
No, it's Android, Samsung.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, and you need to find out one of the application on your phone, say that Play Store.
Have to open that?
Yeah, open up Play Store.
I'm not sure how to go to Play Store and back out of keyboard.
I'm probably guide up you, madam, okay? You need to listen to me carefully, okay? Don't do anything.
Yes.
Okay. You need to first of all open up the Play Store. You know that how to open the Play Store?
I'm just looking to see how to do it.
Now, you open the Play Store, now what comes up on your screen? Can you confirm that? Then I'm properly guided.
I can't even open Play Store. I don't know how to get to my first steps page.
Okay, first of all, you need to press the home key, okay? And go back the previous page or home page.
I don't seem to want to do that. I'm still stuck on the keyboard.
Mm-hmm.
On the call. Did you say I made a purchase from eBay?
Mm-hmm. You're absolutely right. You have purchased at eBay, okay? eBay site, and you have purchased iTunes gift card. its cost, it will be $299, right? And you say that you can't buy anything, so that's the reason. Is it our responsibility to cancel your order first and also get refund back to you, okay? So that's the reason I'm going to guide of you how to cancel your order. You need to first of all open up the Play Store. You open the Play Store, madam?
I'm just seeing how to do it. I'm so sorry. I'm 70 years old and I've only had the phone for about a year and I'm not sure how to get there.
Now what can you see your mobile screen? Can you confirm me that, madam? Then I'm properly guide at you, okay?
Okay. Hang on a second, I think I can do it. Okay, Play Store.
Yeah. You need to tap on that and open up the Play Store.
Yes, I've done that.
Okay, you open the Play Store, can you check extreme top? Have any search panel over there? Say that search for apps and game.
You say that again, I'm terribly sorry. What do I do?
Can you check your mobile screen? You open up the Play Store, can you check your mobile screen? Extreme top, have any search bar or search panel? You need to type something or search something. And tap of the search panel. And you need to type over there, A as Apple, letter A.
I can't get the search bar.
You need to find out the search bar and written over there.
I can't find the search bar. It's just got apps and games and everything.
Yeah, apps and games. And you tap on that search bar first of all. You need to find out the search bar or not? Can you confirm that?
Can you check
your mobile screen? Extreme top. Have any search bar or search magnified logo over there?
Oh, right, okay. I never use up the top there for that. Okay, now what do I do? I'm sorry.
I'm going to tap on the search bar first of all. Tap on that.
Yes.
Then I believe this is a keypad come up, key come up on your screen. You need to type something or search something.
Yes.
You need to type over there, A as Apple, letter A.
A.
Then N as a number or N as an MC, letter N.
Yes.
Then Y as a yellow, letter Y.
Yes.
Then D as a doctor, letter D.
Right. Is this all together or separate letters?
It's a simple word, okay? A single word, okay? It will be any desk, A-N-Y-D-E-S-K, any desk.
N-E-S-K.
D for doctor, then E for echo, then S for sugar, then from K for king. It will be any desk.
Or D.
Yeah. Now, what type of they can read? What type over there? Can you repeat back to me?
What
type over there? Repeat back to me.
It just says any desk.
Yeah, absolutely correct. Any desk. Then click on search.
Okay.
Now click on search. Okay. Now what comes up on your screen, madam?
Secure usage of any desk.
Yeah. Now, any option over there? Any desk, remote desktop, install over there?
Install it?
Yeah, install it. Tap on install.
Okay. Yes. Yeah.
And install
I'm sorry,
it done. Yeah. Install it done. Then let me know. Instead, if it's done, then let me know, okay? What are the percentage
yes.
remaining?
It's installed. Open it.
Yeah, open up.
Right.
I need to open up now. What comes up on your screen, madam?
Do I allow notifications?
Notification, okay. Need to tap on allow or?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, and then it says NOx license activation. Do I agree?
Agree. Tap on agree.
Yes.
And now what comes up on your screen? You got the number. Cancellation number over there. This number over there.
No, it just says privacy statement.
Mm-hmm. Scroll and agree. Tap on accept or agree. Any of over there. Allow.
Okay.
Now what comes up on your screen?
Oh my God. It says your address.
Yeah, your address.
Number.
Yeah, absolutely right. Can you confirm me the number? That's your cancellation number. Can you confirm me the number, madam?
Yes. 127-529-238.
Okay, it's a 127-529-238.
Yes.
Okay. And I'm sending you the eBay custom secure server, okay? Send you the notification. You got the screen. Comes up two box over there. I aware of the risk. You got the warning, okay? I aware of the risk and I trust this call. Then tap on accept, okay? Now check your screen, madam. Check on your screen. You got the warning
yes.
notification, eBay customer support.
Yes.
Two checkbox over there. I aware of the risks and I trust this call. First of all, check, put the tap on two box, check box.
The supporter is you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I am. And first of all, you need to, first of all, tick on the box. I aware of the risks. And I trust this call, then tap on accept. Now have we done?
Yes.
Now what comes up on your screen?
Just a security warning.
Yeah, security warning. And two checkbox over there say that I aware of the risks and I trust this call.
Okay.
Need to first of all tap on the two box over there and tap on accept.
I'm sorry to do this to you, but how do I know that you aren't the risk?
Can check your screen. Say that eBay secure server. Okay. Can check that on your screen over there.
Yes.
That eBay secure server. That's I am eBay customer support 2X. Request to you to cancel your order. That's the reason you warning your on your system, okay? That's the reason you
right.
check on two box over there and accept to cancel your order, okay? That's the reason, madam.
How did you know that it wasn't me that made the order at eBay?
You first of all accept the cancellation request, then you can see all things on your screen. Okay? That's the reason, madam. Don't worry, okay? Yeah. First of all, check on two box over there. I aware of the risk. I trust this call. Then tap on accept.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Tap on, yeah, you need to tap on accept now what comes up on your screen.
Okay.
Start now. Any option over there, start now.
Yes.
Yeah. Now check on your screen. Say that eBay secure server, right?
Yes.
Now hold on, I'm going to transfer this call. My account department, he will be refund back to you which amount wrongly debited on your account. Okay, don't worry, hold on, I'm transfer this call, okay?
Look, I didn't have any money in the account to take.
Don't worry, madam. Don't worry. Our account department handled the case, okay? Now, hold on just a second.
All right. Mm-hmm.
Hello, are you there, madam?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Can you check, madam, on your bank statement, you got the money or not? Can you check that?
I'm back out of this.
Yeah, yeah.
And I go to St. George,
yeah.
Right?
You need to press the home button and go back to the home key, home page.
Oh, right. I've done that.
Yeah, you need to check that. On your banking statement, you got the money or not, okay?
No.
Oh, okay, don't worry. I need to hold on. I'm going to transfer the call to our account department, okay? Now, hold on.
Hello?
Yes.
Hi, ma'am. Thank you so much for being on hold. Well, you're speaking to Gary. I'm one of the senior account manager from eBay. And just so you're having a word with one of our representatives, I believe you must explain me about all the problems, right?
Yes.
Okay, so what do you see right now, ma'am, on your screen? I will help you to get your money refund, okay? Because at this moment, I do believe, ma'am, you have not been placed any order, right? But an order has been placed on behalf of you without your knowledge. That's correct?
I don't know.
Okay.
But I didn't have any money in my account.
Okay. Because the money which I'm talking about, ma'am, it is already has been, you know, an order has been placed. We just put that money on hold, and within an hour or 2 hours, that money will be deducted from your account. Because that option has come up to our server, and we have just put that order, you know, on hold. That's why we have been called you up, so that just to verify you that whether you have been placed the order or like someone else or has been placed that order. So as you're saying, you did not know.
What made you think that I had not placed the order?
Okay. Well, you did not place any order, ma'am, as you're saying. But we just found an order has been placed.
That?
Oh, yeah. That is the reason, ma'am, you know, we have been called you up. Now, first of all, what do you see right now on your phone screen, ma'am? Tell me.
My banking.
Okay, now you see at the top left-hand side there is an arrow. Look at the top left-hand side, there is an arrow.
Mm-hmm.
At the very top left-hand side, you see there is a small arrow which says like main account. And
yes.
Then you see beside that there is an arrow. Tap on that arrow.
Mm-hmm.
And just hold on for a moment. So at this moment you see, right?
Yes.
Okay. You just need to log in, ma'am. I believe you have logged in into your account, right? You just need to log in into your account, okay? Right,
look,
ma'am.
I'm not too sure about doing this because...
Well, let me tell you, ma'am. Yes, I'll tell you, ma'am. See, First of all, ma'am, I'll tell you one thing. You are not the only one, ma'am, who is facing this problem. Each and everyone are facing the same problem, those who are with eBay, ma'am. Okay? We just found an order has been... Exactly, ma'am. Even if you are not with eBay, ma'am, then how come, you know, an order has been placed while using your name on eBay, ma'am? Because let me tell you, I'll tell you why. Because your identity has been compromised by the hacker from overseas, ma'am. That is the reason, ma'am, you know, an order has been placed while using your identity. Because the hacker from overseas, wait, I'll show you something. First of all, ma'am, you just hold on and let me show you something, ma'am. Okay. Now, you see at the very bottom, do you see there is a circle sign? Tap on the circle sign. Go to your home screen, ma'am, of your phone and open up your Google phone. Open up your Google. Press your home button. Go to your home screen.
Yes.
At the bottom left-hand side, yeah. Now, open up your Google, ma'am. I want to show you one thing that is very important, which you must know about it, okay? You see at the very bottom, yeah. Now, you see there is a search column, right, where you can type something. So, you just need to type over there, my.
Yes.
And then give a space and type number one. And type number one. And then P for Peter. And then you see the second option, my 1P address location. Do you see that? Tap on that, my 1P address location.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yes.
And then you see, just below you see it's written people also ask. Do you see that? People also ask. People also ask. No, just go up. Don't come down, okay? You see what is my IP address location, first of all, at the top in a blue color line. Mm-hmm. And just tap on search, ma'am. Tap on search. Now, just go back. You go onto the, okay, go back. Now, you see at the top, yeah, now you just type on the Google once again. It's type Now, listen to me very carefully. First of all, you see below that, all shopping.
Oh, people also ask. Yes.
Yeah, people also ask. And then just below, you see what is my IP location and country, right? Tap on it. What is my IP location and country? Below, people also ask. Now, just come down, scroll down a page.
Okay.
Now, what do you see, ma'am? Tell me. You see, you see your IP address first of all, right? That is 66.249.73.138. Well, that is your IP address, right? Oh my goodness, what it says, ma'am? It's country United States of America?
Yeah.
Oh my God. You are in Australia, correct, ma'am? Then how come your identity, what your identity is doing in USA, ma'am? And do you see the state as well? Do you see the state as well?
Yeah.
Oh, what state it is, ma'am?
California.
Oh, my God. Now, let me tell you, ma'am. First of all, what happened is, I will explain you. See, you are telling me, ma'am, that you don't use eBay, right?
No.
But an order has been placed while using your name on eBay, right? So, what happened is, I'll tell you. Basically, what happened, ma'am, you know, the overseas hacker from USA, from California, they have been hacked your identity, okay? And they're using it for illegal purposes, right? They are doing all sorts of illegal activities. And how these things are happen, ma'am, like whenever you go for coffee shop for having coffee, or you go for shopping, you go to your friend's place, you use a Wi-Fi, right? So on that time, you know, the hackers, they have connected over there onto your device. And after that, they're just trying to take all your identity. They're not interested on your money, ma'am, on not a single dollar, okay? They're only interested on your identity so that they can track your identity and they can do all sorts of fraudulent activities like money laundering and a lot of business because they were sending money, ma'am, from one country to another. So that is the reason, ma'am, you know, we have been trying to fix it up for you so that See, if suppose, ma'am, you are in Australia, right, and the hackers from USA, they are using your identity, they are sending money while using your name from one country to another. Cops will come to you, cops will think you have done the damage, right? I know and you know you have done nothing, correct, ma'am? But cops, they won't think that you have done it because they saw your name. Your name is there. So they will think you have done it, right, ma'am? So you will be behind the bar. So this is not only you are the one, ma'am, who is facing this problem. Lots of people are facing the same problem. That's why we have been calling you up to fix it up each and everything for you, ma'am. Right? Okay? Okay. Now press your home button, ma'am. Press your home button.
I can.
Right? And now open up your bank. And log in into your bank. I just want to show you one more important thing, which you must know about it. Just log in into your bank. Where you log in, ma'am, just log in. And tell me that you're logged in, and I'll tell you what you have to do is, okay?
Okay.
And this is the only bank, ma'am, you are banking with? Or you have any other bank as well apart from this?
No.
Okay. So at this moment, ma'am, you know, what we found is, you know, ma'am, at this moment, we just found, ma'am, your main account is safe. Okay? At this moment. And your other account, which you're having funds on it, that is Power and Rates. Right? So that account, ma'am, you know, is not safe at all. Okay? Because we just found the hackers, they were just trying to... They are just targeting your rates account and your power account. Okay? So what you just need to do is, ma'am, you just need to transfer your funds from power account to main and rates account to your main account so that all your money will be secure and safe. Okay? Right? Are you getting me?
Is that because the main account is safe?
Yeah, that is the reason, ma'am, because they are targeting it. We just got the message in our server. That's why we are telling you. As I show you, ma'am, the hackers from USA, they are just using your identity and doing all sorts of illegal activities. That is why. Now, you just need to tap on transfer, ma'am. Tap on transfer at the bottom, you see.
If they're just using my name and so on, how can I access my account?
Because they have your identity, ma'am, and they know that you're banking with St. George, right? But they are unable to, you know, use your main account. They can attack into your power account and your rates account. That is why, ma'am. So your money will be safe on your main account, not on your power account and your rates account. That is why, ma'am. Okay? So we are just going to transfer your funds, all your money into your main account. And after that, we will generate a code for you so that your money will be safe. And we will giving your security on your bank as well. Right? So tap on transfer. Tap on transfer, ma'am. At the bottom, you see? At the bottom left-hand side, you see transfer?
No.
I'll tell you. You see at the... No, not over there. Look at the very bottom of your bank where you
see
transfer. Tap on transfer.
Okay.
And tap on power account. Tap on power account.
Yes.
And after that, select your main account.
Right.
Now you just need to tap the amount. Tap on amount. Type 100.
Right.
And then come down. And then tap on continue. I'll just show you where your all money will be, okay? Right. Now enter a description. Enter a description. Or come down.
Yes.
Tap on select. Tap, give a tick on both the boxes, okay? Set as, give a tick on it. And then, tap on send, and then tap on continue. Tap on submit payment.
Okay.
And after that, you just see, ma'am, at the top right hand side, a cross sign. Tap on the, tap on okay. At the bottom, you see?
Yes.
Now you see, ma'am. Now go up. And you see, ma'am, your main account, your money is there, right? Now come to rates. Tap on the rates account. Tap on the rates account.
do the same thing?
Yes. Now you just need to do the same thing. Select the rate. Now select that account, ma'am. Come down.
Yes.
And do you see your main account? Tap on rates first of all. Now tap on select main account. Okay. What it says to you, ma'am?
I can't actually. Okay.
Hold on. I will tell you, ma'am, okay, how you will do it. Now tap on rates first of all.
Yes.
And just hold on. Just go back at the top left hand side. Right. And tap on rates, ma'am.
Yes.
Right. And hold on, okay? Don't do any other thing. And if you don't mind me asking you, ma'am, like this is the only bank you're dealing with, or do you have any other bank apart from this? You all have only this bank, ma'am? Or you do have like any other bank apart from this bank?
No, I don't.
Okay, no problem. You see at the top left hand side there will be an arrow. Tap on that arrow. At the top left hand side there is an arrow. Now just hold on.
Yes.
Now first of all I want to show you, ma'am, if you see the power account which is 0.0 available, because that account is not safe, right? So we just transfer that funds into your main account, right? And after that you see the rates account, right? So you just need to tap on, you see the rate, right?
Why in the site if I've got my password and all the rest of it, and, you know, why isn't it safe?
Because the reason why, as I told you, ma'am, because your identity has been compromised. Because they can hack your identity, your bank ID, your access number and the password. But as I told you, ma'am, your main account, they can't even touch your main account. That's why I'm telling you to transfer your accounts, you know, your funds from rates to main account. Tap on rates, ma'am. Tap on rates. And hold on for a while. Now you just need to come down.
Yes.
Come down. Now you see at the bottom there is a dollar sign. Tap on the dollar sign, which you see. Now tap on main account. Now write down the funds, ma'am. That will be 157. That will be 157. And then come down. And then come, tap on next. And then you see there will be a, you just, yes, just give a dot, 20. Give a dot, ma'am. Yep. Now tap, now you just need to give a tick on all the boxes. Give a tick on all the boxes. Right, tap on continue. Yeah, tap on continue. At the bottom you see continue. Tap on submit. Tap on submit.
Yes.
Yeah, now you see at the come down, you see an option will come up, okay. Tap on okay. You just come down. And you see at the top left hand side there is an arrow. Tap on that arrow.
Yes.
Right, now do you see the amount, ma'am? It will be...
Yes.
Right. Now what do you see, ma'am? You still you see the same thing. Now you just need to log out from your bank, ma'am. You see your account money. It is 425.05 into your main account. Right, ma'am? Correct?
Yes.
425. Now you just need to log out from your account, ma'am. Log out. And once when I'll tell you to log in, then log in again. Tap on log out. Now just hold on, ma'am. Hold on. Don't log out. Hold on. Tap on cancel. Tap on cancel and come to water severage as well. Come to that account, water severage account.
Yes. Yeah. Tap on that account.
Yeah, because we need to secure all your funds, ma'am. That's why. Come down and then you see at the bottom there is a dollar sign. Tap on the dollar sign.
That's okay. Fine.
Yes. And then write it down over there, main account. Select your main account.
Yes.
And then write it down the amount, 265. 265 and then come down and tap on next and select all the boxes, tick all the boxes. Now tap on continue. Continue, ma'am. Just continue.
Okay.
And tap on submit payment.
Yes.
Right. Now you see at the top left hand side there is a cross sign. The cross sign. Now you see, ma'am, at the top left hand side, you just do one thing. Come down to the very bottom. There is a dollar sign again. Tap on the dollar sign.
Yes.
And select main account one more time.
Yeah.
First of all, yes, ma'am. Now write down the amount 250. Write down the amount 250 and then select all both the backs and select the boxes, tick both the boxes, continue and then continue and then submit payment.
Mm-hmm.
And after that you see you need to come down, tap on OK at the very bottom.
Yeah.
Tap on OK. Now you see at the top left hand side, ma'am, there is an arrow. Tap on that arrow. Now, do you see, ma'am, the amount? That is 675.
Yes.
Now, you see at the very bottom, there is transfer again. Tap on the transfer. What we are going to do is, ma'am, we are just going to generate a code for you, okay, at this moment, so that we can secure your main account and your money will be on a safe zone, right? So, tap on the transfer. Once again, at the bottom, you see. Tap on transfer. At the bottom. Now, you just need to select the main account, first of all, ma'am. And after that, you just need to come, just hold on for a while. I'll tell you what you have to do is. Right. Now, what do you see, ma'am?
That there's 515 available in the main account?
Yes, ma'am. Now, you see at the top right-hand side, there is a cross sign. Tap on the cross sign. And log out from your account because I want to show you one more thing. Tap on log out. Yes, ma'am. Log out. And tap on OK. Now, after that, you see, ma'am, tap on done at the very bottom, you see. Tap on done. And you see an option come up, cardless cash. Tap on cardless cash. Because we are just going to generate a code for you. Tap on cardless cash, which you see in the middle, transfer and pay. And then you see cardless cash, right, ma'am?
Yeah. Yeah.
Tap on that, cardless cash.
Cardless cash?
Yes, yeah, just tap on it.
And what will
tap
that
on
do?
It. We will generate a code for you, ma'am. So it will give you a security, okay, to your funds onto your main account. So the hackers, even they are going to target into your main account, they are not going to do anything, ma'am, because we are just going to generate a code for you. Just to save your funds, okay? So tap on cardless cash. Yes, ma'am?
Why isn't Mr. George actually doing this?
Because, ma'am, we are the one, ma'am. We are getting notified, ma'am. And St. George told us to do that. That is why we are doing it, ma'am. Okay? Because at this moment, the hackers, they are everywhere, ma'am. They are just accessing your identity and they are doing all sorts of illegal activities, ma'am. That is why we
but
are doing it.
How did they get
my
source details?
Ma'am, see, once they got your, I'll tell you, it's a very good question you asked me. Because once they will get your identity, ma'am, they can access all your every apps, ma'am, you know. Your bank apps, your Facebook, your Insta, whatever you're doing it, ma'am. They can access it easily, ma'am. So that is why we just need to give you a security. We just need to give you a security one by one. So that it will be secure and in future you don't have to face this kind of problem again and again. Right, ma'am. So just tap on cardless cash because we just need to generate a code for you so that it will be secure and it will be on a safe hand. Right? And you don't have to do anything. Yeah, I'll tell you the code. You have to write it down, okay? Then you can write down the code.
I have to trust you.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, you need to trust me. Tap on cardless cash. That's because we are just securing it. Write down your phone now, your 4-digit PIN, ma'am. Enter your security PIN. And after that, I'll tell you what you have to do is, ma'am. Okay? Now tap on get started. The red color which you see, ma'am. Now you just need to tap on send, ma'am. The red color. And after that, you will get a code on your phone, ma'am. So just hold on for a while. Now just hold on for a while. Now you see enter your secure code, ma'am. Just touch on it, ma'am, where you see enter your secure code. Just touch that column and write it down the code, ma'am. Write it down the code, ma'am. Don't open up that message, ma'am. Right. I'll tell you. You just touch on that enter your secure code, ma'am.
Okay.
Now write it down. 244, I'm telling you. 244, 776, 776, okay?
Yes.
Now tap on authenticate, ma'am. Right. Now select, tap on the amount, ma'am, where you see enter multiples. Tap over there. Enter multiples, ma'am, and write it down a 500. And after that, I'll tell you what you have to do is write it down 500. Type 500. Now tap on get cash code, ma'am. Tap on go at the bottom. Now, what do you see, ma'am? Just hold on. Well, this is the code, ma'am, which we are talking about, ma'am, okay? Right? Now, if you want to write it down the code, write it down. This is the security code, ma'am, which you have to keep it for yourself, okay? And you just need to press your home button and open up your Google page. I want to show you one more thing, which is more important for you. Come to the very bottom, ma'am, at the bottom screen. And you are telling me that how come they are accessing your bank account, right? So open up your Google page, ma'am. Open up your Google page, ma'am, once again. Take your time, ma'am. You see at the very bottom, beside your call log, right. Now you see at the very top, it's written my 1P address location. Just remove that one, ma'am, my 1P address location, which you see. Remove that one. At the very top, on your search column, you see at the very top.
Yes.
Look at the very top. Where you see on remove that one and type in over there. I'll give you a new keyword. You just need to type over there V for Victoria, A for Australia. Type, ma'am, V for Victoria, A for Australia, and then L for Lima. And below you see, ma'am, validator. Tap on validator.
Yes.
And then you see just below it's written like the W3C markup validation service. So just tap on it, the W3C markup validation service, ma'am.
W3C.
Markup validation service, yes, ma'am.
Yes.
The W3C markup validation service. Now, first of all, I want to explain you something, ma'am. Do you know what is a markup validation service means, ma'am? Do you know that? I'll tell you. A markup. I'll tell you. A markup validation service means, ma'am, you know, like whatever activities you do on your like phone or on your any device, ma'am, you can check on this services and you will get the proper update. What exactly it is safe, secure, or it has been hacked by the hacker or it has been compromised by them. So first of all, I want to show you a very important thing. Now, where you see markup validation service at the top, just below do you see there is a white column where you can type something. There's a space bar where you can type something. Do you see that, ma'am?
Yes.
So just type in over there www. Right? And after that, you just need to type over there. Just type, ma'am, www.
In the address thing.
Yeah, on the address thing, there you see there's a white space bar where you can type something,
yes.
Okay?
Yes.
Just type. Now type your bank name, stgeorgebank.com. Type your bank name, St. George. Don't give any spaces, ma'am. All would be in one line. It will stgeorgebank.com, okay? And apart from this bank, ma'am, do you have any other bank? Or this is the only bank you deal with?
Yeah.
Okay, so this is the only bank you deal with. Now tap on, you just come down in the middle and you see check. Tap on check. You see, there is a small column called check. Now, what do you see? Just let me know, ma'am.
It says it's checking if the site is secure.
Okay, ma'am. You will get to know the proper result. You said, how come they will get your St. George things, ma'am, right? Now, you just need to come down and try to read it out one by one. You see, number one, number two will come up like that. So, scroll down your page and read it out, okay?
Okay.
Right.
Okay. Yes.
Okay. Now you see, ma'am, at the bottom there is a message sign, you know. Tap on message. Like a three message you see, like a dot dot at the bottom. Tap on it.
Yes. Hello?
Yes, ma'am, I'm here. Now can you just read out this message, ma'am?
It says that my banking access has been blocked.
No, we just have been blocked your account, ma'am, okay? Because at this moment, we just found there were a lot of social activities and the hackers, they were trying to use it, ma'am, right? So that is why, ma'am, we have been blocked your account so that in future, once the, you know, like we can give your pro services, once the activity will be okay, and we will secure your banking thing. You can see, ma'am, everything will be fine. Now, first of all, what you need to do is right now, you just need to call up on this number, okay?
Yes,
that is 1-300-301-217.
Yes.
Just
yes.
Call up your bank and tell them, I was using my bank and they have been blocked my account, okay? Just tell them and tell them that I want to unblock my account. I want to use it. And don't say that you're talking to us, okay? Because the hacker, they have crypted the people even on your bank as well. That's why you are asking me that how come your bank has been compromised? Because of that only. Because they have crypted the people everywhere, ma'am, all around Australia. So what they want to do, they can get it easily, ma'am, right? So what you need to do is, are you getting me, ma'am? You just need to call up your bank, okay, on this number. And tell them I was transferring my fund from all accounts to my main account because I want to keep my all funds on my main account. Okay? If your bank asks you who are telling you to do that and why you're doing this, just say that I want to do it. That's why I'm doing it. Don't say that you're talking to me or you're talking with someone else over the phone and you want to do it. Don't say all these things. Okay? Otherwise, the hacker, they will get only your bank details. And they can put their money into your account and they will be sending money from one country to another country. And that is called a money laundering business. And at the end of the day, when cops will come to your doorstep, you will be behind the bar, ma'am. So all is up to you, okay? Your money will be there over there, ma'am, only, okay? So everything will be there only. You just need to call up your bank simply and tell them I was using my bank. And I was, you know, like just keeping my funds on my one account, that is main account, okay? So you can kindly unblock my account, and after that, I'll be continue giving you our services, okay? Right?
Don't tell them
that you're talking to eBay or you're talking to me, okay? Just simply tell them that... Yeah, I'll tell you why. Because if you will tell them, bank people will already concern about this, okay? They know what we are talking. So they have already captured the hacker people. They have already targeted you, ma'am, your bank account. So they will already captured a people into your account, okay? Into your branch. So if you will not say like that eBay come to the picture and giving your security, then they are going to hack your account in such a way we are unable to give your security into your account. So that is why we are telling you, don't say this to anyone, ma'am. We want you to be on a safe zone and comfortable. You are not going to lose anything, okay? Until and unless if you are talking to me, I am the only one here from eBay to help you from each and everything, ma'am. Okay? All right? Do you have any more questions before I let you go?
No, but I'm here to ring St. George.
Yeah, just call them simply and tell them I was transferring my funds from all accounts to main account because my main account is safe and I was doing it by myself. You just need to unlock my account, okay? I want to use it. That's all you have to say, ma'am, all right? And I'll give you a call back in half an hour or 20 minutes, okay? Is that okay with you?
Yes.
All right.
Okay, thank you.
It's been a lovely talking to you, ma'am. Thank you. Bye.